Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 637. And let me just say a couple of things here. I don't have a lot of time. I'm nearly to my destination. So this one will be rather short. This is actually the 100th episode of specifically The Life Autistic. Now, when you guys say, but Jay, you say it's number 637. Honestly, when it comes to all the recordings I've done, I've probably done more than 637 of them. I think. I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty darn sure I've done a lot. And I think it's very telling that the last episode that I did was probably episode number 100, was on the culture of liberty, because I feel like everything else before kind of has led up to this. When I think back of all this, of so many of the subjects that I've talked on in the last 100 recordings that I've done that were podcastable, of which there have been 100 now, they all led up to the culture of liberty. And speaking to you about the culture of liberty, not just you that are listening to this podcast, but to everybody. Let me just, in a very small period of time here, try to coalesce all these things. When I thought about being a Zenith and how different I was from other people, I think I was speaking to that whole idea. Everyone else around us, around me, I don't know if I'm a totally unique person. I don't think I am. But sometimes I wonder. Everybody else around me seems, I mean, they may be somewhat unhappy with some of the tyranny that's out there, but by and large, they support a majority of it. Enough so that they do nothing about it. Of course, a lot of people feel powerless to do something about it. I don't think they should. I don't think they should. Because what I'm finding is I teach, and I have been, it isn't like all of a sudden I decide to change my heart here. I've always been this way. It's just that I had problems describing it, even to myself, to even understanding it myself, because it's so foreign to reality. The reality is we live in a world of tyranny, of what you can't do. I was like, you know, and I am for a culture of liberty, which is all about you can do as you please. Except for a few exceptions. Instead of, you can't do anything you want to do, except for a few exceptions, we will allow you to do a few things. That's the difference. When I was talking about Zenith, I guess that was the biggest thing, is are you a person who desires a culture of liberty or a culture of tyranny? And Zenith was all about the liberty. All about how you look at someone else. You know, if you want them to have what they want, or if you want to tyrannize over them. I found that interesting. If Tom is listening, I'll tell Tom why I dropped off the autism list. It was because it was somewhat of a tyrannical outfit. Everybody in there was being a little personal tyrant. Tyrants take a lot of offense at things, and just in the short amount of time that I was a member of that list, that was all that there was a bunch of little tyrants, you know, seeking to get one up on somebody else by ripping everybody else to shreds, seeking to get their attitude vaunted to orthodoxy, while leveling everything else as some kind of heresy. That's all I saw. So that's why I left. Because I'm sorry. I'm about liberty. I have a culture of liberty in my psyche. I wish I had it more in my life. Working toward that. And the autism list was just... it just wasn't working. I appreciate the invitation. It was interesting. It helped clarify my mind on a few things. And one of them was that I didn't want to be around those people particularly. You know, the fact that one has autism or one has worked with autistic people and feels like they have some insight, that's all well and good, and that's wonderful, and I'm glad you guys can feel some reason to be together. You know, it more looks like kind of a ongoing food fight. But if one enjoys that, well, there it is, you know, enjoy. I'm not going to be there. Zenith, to me, has been an autistic person or somebody with autistic traits that also has liberty. Who can proceed the way they want to. Too many times we try to put laws in place, we try to put regulations, we try to put structures on people to get them to behave the way we think they should. Autistic people face this all the time. Almost all of the quote-unquote treatments that are given to autistic people are made to get them to behave in an acceptable way. And that always bothered me. It offended me. I didn't want that. So, there's my take pride just on Zenith. Not being the whole take, but being kind of an interesting way of looking at it, given the whole idea of the culture of liberty. Whole point is soaring with your strengths. We live in a culture where only certain kinds of strengths are valued. So those are the only ones that are allowed, mostly in oppressing other people. It's sad to say. We tend to love corporate CEOs. We tend to love presidents of nonprofits if you're of a liberal bent. We love our leaders, and our leaders spend the bulk of their time being oppressive. Mostly attacking detractors from their vision. And that's sad too. That just indicates that we're living in a culture of tyranny. We respect powerful tyrants. We respect effective tyrants. I'm not saying that tyrants don't do, sometimes get tyrannical about good things. I'm not speaking on that subject. I'm speaking on the whole idea of tyranny. I don't like tyranny. I prefer freedom. I prefer liberty. Whether good or bad, I would just as soon have liberty rather than tyranny. That's just me. So when it comes to soaring with our strengths things, I want people to have liberty to soar with their strengths, whatever they're good at. Not just, well, it's only within certain structures. You can't just, you just can't find your strengths. That's why schools bother me so much. Schools are very tyrannical. They're always telling you what you can't do. To the point to where they just say, you can't do anything except what I say you can do. Sit in your chair, shut up, put your hands down on your table where I can see them, and then I will tell you what I will allow you to do in my classroom. That's tyranny. It is not liberty. You cannot, and the reason why I guess I have a problem with schools in general is, I'm sorry, you can't have a school that is based on the culture of liberty. You really can't do it. College is a little closer because you can move from place to place somewhat freely. You cannot show up to class or show up to class, and there's not stormtroopers coming to find you and force you in. I would go for a kind of learning that's even better, even more liberty-minded than that. But, you know, one isn't going to get that particularly. And so when I think back over all the episodes in the past, it's almost like if I'm struggling, if I'm saying things that you don't agree with, or if I'm saying things that cause you problems, I can see that for almost the whole of the matter, that it's always because I'm weird, because I'm coming from a culture of liberty. And you're coming from a culture of tyranny. And when you come from that culture, that's what you want. That's what you hope for. That's what you want. I want more tyranny. If we just write a few more laws, or a lot more laws, we can finally get what we really want. Environmentalists are big on that. You know, if we can just force everybody to behave the way we want them to, through regulations, through law, through just haranguing them, until they just comply, that's what we'll do. And you see it all the time in their tactics, but you know what? Their tactics are not unique to them. They are the standard. This is how you make things happen. You drive a person nuts until they just tell you, fine, just do it, leave me alone. And that's how so much gets done. But that's how tyranny happens too. You just learn to live with it. Liberty isn't like that at all. Says you can do whatever you want. So I've almost reached my destination. I think it was really ironic, which is why I just said this is a really short episode, but this is there was actually an episode number 537. It actually didn't make it. It became, I put it in with the quasi-indefatigable Zenilith episodes because it was a little, I didn't like it. So, although this is technically the 100th episode, you know, it's still number 637. Now, I'll tell you that the number 537, when I started, was manufactured. That's actually one of my favorite numbers. I know that's a weird one, but there it is. I don't know where that number came from, but I've played with it for years. And, when I looked at the big breadth of all the recordings I made, I said, gee, that's a lot. That could be 537. So I started with 537 when I did these recordings. If you want to contact me to speak, and I will speak on the culture of liberty because I think it's such a huge thing. I think that if we made that one change in our lives, it would have an incredible... It would change the world, I think, for the better. And I would love to come and speak to you on this subject, along with others. I will certainly mix it in with whatever I'm up to. The phone number to call to reach me is country code 1, area code 575, exchange 461. And my number is 2716. 1-575-461-2716. If you don't want to contact me that way, the email address is autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. And this has been episode number 637. Let me pull over here so I can get my pointer. Maybe I should change my ending tagline. It's always been have a good day. But maybe it should be something like seek for liberty. Maybe I'll do that. Everyone, seek for liberty.